Kia ora, kua te reo no mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. A social justice advocate says New Zealand lacks empathy and compassion for vulnerable rangatahi. Aaron Hendry says the response of opposition parties to a rooftop protest at the weekend at Oranga Tamariki's Korowai Manaaki Youth Justice Facility in South Auckland illustrates the problem. The ACT Party called for the Department of Corrections to take over the running of such facilities. Mr. Hendry says it shows a failure to understand the needs of rangatahi who come from backgrounds of extreme poverty, abuse and harm.
One of the great hypocrisies in this country is how much compassion we have for tamariki when we hear stories of abuse here or abuse as children. But when those children grow up and they're still bearing the scars of that, and those scars turn into problematic behaviour in the community or harmful behaviour in the community, we have very little compassion or understanding around what led them to that space.
Aaron Hendry says services are needed to help rangatahi deal with why they are in the justice system. A Tūhoe historian says the story of Te Kōti continues to teach and inspire new generations. On July 4, 1868, 155 years ago, Te Kōti Arikirangi Te Turuki seized the vessel Rifleman, and with 163 men and 135 women and children escaped from Rēkohu, Wharekauri. Taiarahi Black says during the 2 years he was incarcerated on the island, Te Kōti had a series of visions and laid the foundations of the Ringatū faith, based in a synthesis of the Old Testament and Tikanga Māori. He says study of the prophet reveals not only the colonial injustice and loss of land that drove him, but the wisdom he shared.
By walking into the works of this 19th century prophet, Te Kōti Arikirangi, you are walking in to scholarship. You are walking into new knowledge, existing knowledge. And you are walking into a whole host of historical sources that can very well strengthen career opportunities.
Taiarahi Black. And finally, R&B singer Jordan Rapana says being nominated for this year's Music Awards is something her whole whakapapa can get behind. As Jordan with a Y, she is in line for Best Female Artist at the Pacific Music Awards, and two of her songs are shortlisted for the APRA AMCOS Maioha Silver Scroll for Reo Māori Music. The fact her father is Tainui Āwhiro from Whangaroa and her mother is Samoan contributed to her sound.
I know like a lot of Pacific Islanders who are children or grandchildren of the great migration, you know, of moving from the islands and for better education and opportunities. It's just like a nod to all of that hard mahi and a beautiful way to acknowledge the wider story. Never just standing as an individual, always, always whānau made, village made.
Jordan with a Y. And that's your Wātea English News.